All right, welcome to both mics.
Welcome. This is a show about nothing and everything. He's Mike Sofka.
And he is Mike Taylor. And together, we are both mics.
Yay! Yay! Welcome to show number 41 of Both Mics, found everywhere you find podcasts. Welcome. How's things, sir?
Awesome, awesome. I want to start right away because there's some very important news as this will impact our entire universe. Not just our world, not just our galaxy, but the universe.
Wow.
This guy here, if you're looking at the video, I put a picture up of this cat. If not, go check out the video. Go check it out on Twitch. Check it out on YouTube. Check it out on the website, bothmics.com. You know what that guy's name is? This rapper with the white hoodie and the hat on?
Oh, I swore that was the guy who stole my wallet last week.
This is Lil Uzi Vert.
What?
Lil Uzi Vert. That's L-I-L space U-Z-I. So it's Lil Uzi and then Vert. V-E-R-T. I don't know what that means, but...
Burt like Bernie, Bert and Ernie, or burp like...
Vert. No, V. V-E-R-T like Victor. So Lil Uzi Vert. The reason why this is so important, now Rolling Stone put this out, so you know it must be true and important, because...
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Well, Lil Uzi Vert, this cat must be doing well, because he's buying a planet. Uzi Vert is reportedly buying a planet, and according to Rolling Stone and Yale astronomer Professor Gregory Laughlin, it's a steal.
Yeah, I bought a star once for an ex-girlfriend. Is that the same thing? You just
I guess. Buys. I mean, but see, now I think you're a little closer to realizing it because we're making steps to put people in space. So, I mean, I don't know where this is in relation to where he is, but here's the deal.
Can we just stake a claim? Can we stake a claim on a planet and just call it Both Mics?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Why not? Why not? And then, you know, maybe we'll put a Buc-ee's there so when you're traveling, you know, you have a place to stop and, you know, get out, stretch your legs.
Right?
All right. Yeah. Well, somebody named Grimes, some sort of organization named Grimes, I guess. Documentation almost complete for Lil Uzi Vert to legally claim WASP, that's WASP, -127B. The first human to legally own a planet. I want to know, how do you buy it if no one owns it already? Like, who gets the money?
Well, you have to throw the Indians off also. How does that work?
Yes, first thing you need to do, yes. You need to kill all the brown and red people first, yes.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the brown people. It's kind of funky that he would get a planet called WASP.
I don't understand it either.
There's nothing WASP about him. He's not white, he's not Anglo-Saxon, and he might be Protestant, but I don't know.
Now, this other person named Grimes, obviously a female here, had tweeted this out. I guess this is maybe one of his hood rat friends or whatever.
Was it Leanne Grimes?
No. But this Grimes, to show you how whack this is, now I've actually thought of this, but I don't know if I could do it for this long of a period. This Grimes is famous for her workouts where she apparently spends 2 to 4 hours in a deprivation tank. Have you ever heard of that? A deprivation tank?
Isn't that what you, like, do if you have the bends or something?
I think this is a big thing. I think there's like, salt spas and places like that where they have these things where they put... There's more salt in the water, so you're more buoyant, and you lay there... And you're totally cut off. There's like a shell on top of you. So it's totally dark. You can't see nothing. You can't hear nothing. And you don't have to physically use anything. You're like floating. So they say that's a good way to get your mind really going. Really, I don't know if I could do 2 to 4 hours like that. I mean, if I was really tired, maybe.
It clears your mind, I guess.
I don't know. But this cat here, this rapper, this little Uzi Vert, this isn't new to him. This is the way he makes headlines. This is the way this guy advances his career. Because not long ago, he sported a $24 million jewel in his forehead.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. How do you get a $24 million jewel that you can wear as a headband?
Right? Have you Googled him?
No, no. I just all looked right. at this and I'm gonna, said,
I'm
I don't...
I'm going to Google this stupid ass right now.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if I want to go
Little
there.
Little Uzi...
Vert would Vert, be. Look like, at that. Like vertical.
Yeah. Grimes buys a planet. Experts say it's bogus. Samir Beasel Woods, professionally known as Little Uzi Vert, is an American rapper, singer, songwriter. Woods is characterized by his facial tattoos, facial piercings, eccentric hairstyle, and androgynous fashion. He's from freaking Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Labels Rock Nation, which is part of Atlantic Records. He's good. Oh, he's 26 years old, born July 31st. Birthday's coming up next week. He's going to be dumber. He's is he 27 now? He can't make it to 28. We got to make sure that he joins the 27 club. Facial tattoos, Philadelphia, recognized, blah, 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 mixtape, blah, 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 under DJ Jarman. Yeah, he looks like trouble. He's 20. Oh, he's going to be 27 next week. So maybe he still has time to join the 27.
I think
club.
He's trying to. I think he's just trying to flip the planet, though. Like he's going to fix it up and flip it because this
flip
is a.
It?
It's a gas
you
giant.
Have a reality TV show.
Yeah, right.
Chip and Joanna Gaines join him.
Yeah, this is a.
Oh, hey, look, he has a his best known single is "You Was Right," not "You Were Right." You was right.
Nice. Yeah. Well. This planet, WASP-127b, is a gas giant discovered in 2016, is the perfect starter planet, he says. From a valuation standpoint, I would recommend that prospective buyers for WASP-127b keep in mind that the planet's proximity to its host star renders it uninhabitable to carbon-based life. So he can never even go to the thing he bought. So I'm calling this all bogus. It's either all for media or it's just a flip. He's gonna flip the planet.
Yeah, more than likely. I can't see why not.
The large energy flux that WASP-127b receives from the star leads to low energy costs for any data centers orbiting the planet. But the associated requirements for cooling infrastructure likely mean that the planet is cost ineffective as a center for high throughput computation. I would expect that other recently detected extrasolar planets, including Proxima B, I've heard of that one, and Kepler-186f, I heard of that one, would command much higher prices. That sounds like
a gas
giant.
Planet,
yeah,
right?
There's your gas giant right there, little Vert, little Uzi Vert. Nice. Now, Mike, you might need to spray that microphone off. Get a little Lysol on that thing before you talk into it next. That was a good one. Oh, Mike, put the lighter down. Don't do that. Put the lighter down. There you go, folks. Go check out the video for the gas giant, Mike Taylor. Not WASP-127C. It's Mike Taylor's the giant ball of gas.
Yeah, it's all the cherries I've been eating.
Nice.
And iced tea.
Well, there's somebody who does what we do on Twitch. I'm sure she's much more successful because she's a chick and she has breasts, and people are probably just going there to Google her, or I should say goggle her, then Google her, because her name is Sweet Anita. She may quit Twitch because the mental toll of online sexualization won't be survivable forever.
All right. Has she not been female before?
I don't know, but I'm thinking we need to put out a press release like this saying that we're tired of being cast as sexual images and stop watching us.
Until the money runs out and then she'll be back.
Anita is a British streamer. This is according to Insider.com. She has over 1.7 million followers on Twitch. She began streaming in 2018 and became known for broadcasting herself playing video games like Overwatch and Among Us. She has a form of Tourette's syndrome. Oh, this must be a hoot. She has a form of Tourette's syndrome with copralia, which means she experiences tics where she can't stop herself from uttering a sentence. Oh my God, I gotta see this. I gotta see this. I gotta see. Fucking piss cunt! You know, I gotta see this.
What's the whore? What's her name?
All of a sudden, you're screaming stuff? Are you kidding me?
Her name, Sweet what?
Sweet Anita. She has Tourette's. I got to see this. She said there were pictures in which she was digitally manipulated to appear naked. People are passing around naked pictures where her doctor, they're not really her, but they made it look like her.
Right.
No matter how I dress, they do this to me. I haven't ever taken off my clothes in front of the camera, and yet I am still a successful porn star.
Yeah. Well, I understand her last name is Johnson.
Nice. Nice.
Anita Johnson, right? That's her name?
Oh, my God.
Am I wrong? Yeah, Anita Johnson.
Again, I don't, you know, I know we're on Twitch, and I know we're not a chick, and I know we're not hot-looking chicks, and I know we're not, you know, used to being sexually harassed, but it's like you said, you know, it's sad that we live in a society like this, but I think you know that going in, and I don't think you're complaining about your 1.7 million followers, you know? Right. It's kind of like when you're a rock star. You know you can't just go to the mall and pick something up. Well, why would you do that now anyway? What I'm saying is you can't just whip into McDonald's real quick or whatever. That's you gave that up. That right. comes with the territory. You know that going in. This chick ought to know that going in.
Exactly. And like you said, she could run away from her problems and issues. But once the money dries up and she knows where her bread is buttered, she'll be back. Sorry to say, sweetheart.
Sorry, whore!
Miss Johnson.
Sorry, I'm coming down with a mild case of the horrible disease that she has, Tourette's.
Tourette's.
Fucking piss out your ass!
Oh, Lord.
Your mom's a whore! I mean, what? I would milk that for everything. Are you kidding me? In school? Oh, my God. I would have been a champion. Oh, yeah, buddy. Oh, I can't help it. You know, I have this threat.
We had to do the
pull job. Yeah, right.
We had to mask it, you know.
Yes. Unreal. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that's going to get us some clicks. That's going to get us some emails. That's Mike_Taylor@BothMikes.com.
BothMikes.com.
We talked about CRISPR in the past.
CRISPR?
And I'm not talking about the restaurant that used to be around.
The
restaurant,
the Publix restaurant.
I put up a picture on the video of a lab rat, lab mouse, mouse, whatever.
That's a possum.
CRISPR, we talked about this, and I'll find what the acronym is again. Basically, what they can do is they can customize your DNA so your baby is less prone to certain diseases, will not have certain diseases, but they can turn it up a notch, and they can make it blonde hair, blue-eyed, 6'5", 280 pounds, whatever you want, they can make it
by
manipulating the DNA. Well, CRISPR has done this. They've created the first genetically modified marsupials. And what they did was that
it's a possum.
For the past 25 years, researchers have struggled to genetically modify these mammals, which were born premature and finished development in their mother's pouches or bellies, because they have thick shells around their eggs and lack a functional placenta. But researchers at Japan's Riken Institute have finally cracked the code. Get that, eggs, cracked the code. I like that. Successful editing the genes for pigment production in gray short-tailed opossums. Their efforts resulted in a litter of albino opossums, and that's what they have in the picture there. So, is this where we put the brakes on and go, look, we've already had something escape from a Chinese laboratory. Let's not have something escape from a Japanese laboratory, okay? I don't need attack of opossums. They come around every night to my trash can here in Florida anyway.
We actually have one living under our shed with a baby.
See?
And, yeah. No. They're going to push it and push it and push it because that's just how humans are, you know? We don't stop. We want the next thing. You know, we're going to be famous by this. We're going to be, you know, in the spotlight because of this. They will push it and push it and push it until the I Am Legend movie becomes a reality. And if you haven't seen I Am Legend, I highly recommend it. Great movie.
Well, I would think this is a big cash grab. If you come out and say, look, I've done this. Now, can you imagine what I can do? I imagine people are lining up with open checkbooks, certain nefarious rich people throughout the world. They can see nothing but dollar signs with this. Are you freaking kidding me? You roll up.
I like to get a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, 6'4". Okay, we'll pull around.
You know, I mean...
Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah, and people will use it for nefarious things. You know, this is exactly what the Nazis were trying to do back in World War II. This is what Darth Vader was doing with Stormtroopers. They were all, you know, these Clone War things and stuff. And, you know, they just make them and grow them and you got an army. You know, they don't belong to anyone.
Are you saying all Star Wars fans are fascists?
Just half of them.
It's Mike_Taylor at BothMikes.com. I like that take. That's all right, because that take brings us right into my favorite segment of every show here, the Alien Update.
Last look at Alien! Where? Ah!
Warning! Alien approaching! Warning! Biophysical experiments extremely dangerous for Earth people!
It's a pretty good robot. He's a little bit of an alien, too, but I think he's mostly... He's an alien robot. You could be an alien robot, right? But not all robots are domestic.
I computed the aliens. They are capable of sinister and dangerous acts.
You weird alien man!
Alright, I think the alien update is about done there. I don't know, I lost track of it. Anyway, the alien update, what is it?
Brought to you by Amazon.
There you go. Is your rocket, is your penis too small? Get a larger rocket today. That's a reference to episode 40. But alien update, tell everybody what the alien update's about, Mike.
It is about people that are just too smart for their own good. You know, people that you look at and you're like, I don't know. Where are they from? They're peculiar. They can't be from this planet.
They're too smart. They got too much money. They figured shit out too easily.
Yes, yes. Like our friend Mr. Jeffrey Bezos, Mr. Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, your mom.
Richard Branson. Bill Gates.
Yep, so, Bill Gates, Franklin.
We do this segment here, Michael and Jordan. We talk about these guys. Now, I put a picture up on the video here, and it's somebody holding a steering wheel, like cross-armed. But if you notice, the steering wheel looks more like flight controls. It doesn't look as much like a steering wheel. That's because Elon Musk confirms that Tesla will no longer offer a regular steering wheel on the new Model SX. That's what it's going to look like there.
All right. Then how do you keep your hands at 10 and 2? Explain that to me.
I don't know.
The motor vehicle guide. You know, you take your poor child to get his driver's license at age 16 or 17, depending on what state you're in, and you're supposed to keep your hands at 10 and 2, and you can't. Do you pass the test, or do they fail you? Do they flunk you?
Well, apparently this has been a thing that's been going back and forth with pros and cons, and they were going to offer the regular round steering wheel as an option, but he confirmed today, when we're talking about this today, that that's not going to be the option. And again, this is what I like about Twitter and some of the social media that's out there. Somebody named Fred, at Fredster, with a bunch of R's at the end.
Hey, Fred!
Tweeted at Elon Musk.
In the ass.
Yeah, he tweeted at Elon Musk, any chance of a normal steering wheel option? And Elon Musk responded to him, no. And that's like we've talked about in the past where, you know, you just don't normally have access to the president or CEO of a company.
Exactly.
Nowadays, you probably don't for most things, but guys like this try to keep it real and show, yes, I'm a real person. And that's why I think he's not a real person. He's an alien. He's trying too hard.
Exactly. There are no secrets.
Exactly.
Everything's accessible.
Exactly. I don't understand. I guess it's to kind of, like we talked about before, just the tip, right? You got to glide it in easy. You got to do a little bit at a time. You can't just pop the whole thing out there. People can't handle change. People don't like it. And you need to start small and make these little baby steps in change.
Exactly, yeah. The change is overrated. I'm not for it anymore. Nice. I'm too old for change.
Well, it's true. You get a set in your ways over a certain time, and you're like, yep. No, this is good. I'm good right here.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of the alien updates still, our friend Bezos, this is Bezos and his ex, they're giving away a lot of their money. Now, I've heard of this with Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation, and I know that there's some, you know, criminal things going on and some stuff that, you know, I'll probably get shut down for, so I won't be saying them here, but the Bezos are giving away a lot of their money, and I want to get in line here. I want them to donate to the Mike Taylor College Foundation. I want them to donate to the Both Mikes Foundation.
That sounds good to me. How do we make this happen?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out, but they're giving away their money. So as soon as I can figure out the formula or what I have to do, or just tell me, do I need to fill out a form? Do I make a video? Do I come right out and ask you? Do I send you an itemized invoice? What do I do?
I bet you if you send him an invoice, he'd probably pay it without even realizing it.
This is according to Forbes.com. I have a little surprise for you, Bezos, flanked by his flight crew. I am announcing a new philanthropic initiative. It is called Courage and Civility Award. It recognizes leaders who aim high and who pursue solutions with courage. Then he dropped the bombshell. The award consisted of two $100 million donations to the first two recipients. One, a CNN pundit and activist, Van Jones, so we know where that's going, and superstar chef Jose Andres. According to this, there's no bureaucracy. The gifts come shortly after Bezos made his July 14th commitment of $200 million to D.C.'s
That's all, folks.
We'll start that over. $200 million to D.C. We'll cut that out in post. To D.C. Smithsonian Museum, and last year he made a $10 billion pledge to combat climate change through his Bezos Earth Fund.
It's a wow.
Scam. It's all a scam.
Left pocket to right pocket.
Hey, it was me. He heard me whispering. Anubis. Chill out. All right, you made your appearance. Everybody's happy. Come here. Let everybody see you. Come here. No, come here. Come here. You're here. Look up here. See? Up here. Look. Up here. All right. Go lay down. Thank you.
Don't go away, Matt. Just go away.
Go lay down. Thank you.
It's like, where's my treat?
I think you heard me whispering and thought I was a C-A-T, and I have to spell around that dog. I can't say the word.
The C-A-T? Really?
Yeah. In the neighborhood, he can hear.
Oh, okay. I get my C's and S's.
You
confused.
Know, before he lived here, there used to be like a trail or something, and these neighborhood C-A-T's would just roll right through the neighborhood, right through our yard. You know, and I'd be on the front porch, like, man, it smells like cat shit. We don't even have a cat. How is there cat shit in my yard? You know? And
No.
They used to throw. No more cat shit smell. He hears something, if I'm feeling spry, I don't even look. I just open the door and go get him.
Yeah, we in our backyard, right along our grass edge, there's woods. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice little area, had ferns all growing. And then we started letting our cats outside. And the freaking cats would piss on the ferns, and like all the ferns are dead now. So, yeah, I feel your pain. Meanwhile, there's mosquitoes territory. Everywhere. Can't do nothing about the mosquitoes, but we're gonna piss on everything and kill it.
Yeah, then it's going to be 110 degrees with 1,000% humidity, and you're going to get a big waft of that every time you walk by.
Yep. Yeah.
So the real thing is coming up here soon. You know, I think Musk is like, all right, that's all cute that you went, Bezos. That's all cute that you went, Branson. This is going to be the real thing coming up here shortly, and it's talking about Elon Musk with SpaceX. He's got a... a flight coming up soon here, and this is going to be a little bit different. They're talking about this guy, this one guy bought all four seats on this flight at $50 million a head.
Wow. Okay.
That's some disposable income right there.
Right? Can you imagine? I don't know. It's that pathetic.
Flying with some people that, you know, sound like they have their crap together. I'm not going to bore you with all the rundown of everything, but just keep in mind that the SpaceX thing is coming up, and that's going to be the one I'm really interested in, I think. That's going to be the one that, you know, this is going to be a three-day trip to orbital space at a higher altitude than that of the International Space Station.
So, wow.
Supposedly, the Inspiration 4 is intended to raise funds and awareness for St. Jude's Children's Hospital and Research Center in Memphis. You know, the people we talked about two shows ago of handing out faulty hearts to people that were on government insurance. Those people.
Right, right.
So, anyway, I'm scanning for the date of this thing. I know it's coming up, but it's kind of like the Hold My Beer. We've talked about that before. You know, you got Branson goes up, then Bezos is like, hold my beer. Well, Musk is going to have his chance here to hold my beer, and he's going to put this thing in space. So I'm excited to see this one. Musk usually delivers.
Yeah, we'll see. So is that a picture of the rocket right there? So it's a triple penis instead of a single penis?
Yeah, I don't know.
Unreal.
My, what large rockets you have.
So $400 million. Can you imagine you would have just, I don't know. It seems like it might be a little bit more worth it than going up for 8 minutes or 7 minutes and coming back down and not being able to get out of your seat. You know, I think that was kind of lame.
Well, they have a place. Yeah, they have a place that's adventurous, if you ask me. There's these places, there are hotels that are underwater. Like, you literally go underwater. You dive down to get to your place, and you go into a little holding area, and then you can, you know, disrobe out of your scuba suit, and there's air, it's pressurized, and they have rooms. And the rooms are surrounded by the ocean, and you can see stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. At night, you can't see stuff, but you could probably hear shit. And you're laying there, and you're like, oh, crap. What do you do? If there's an emergency, you're there. That's it. What if there's a little hairline crack that you don't see when you get there? You don't call the front desk. They don't come over with a thing of caulk and go, okay, here you go.
Yeah, you're good to go. Here's your JB Weld. Yeah. No, but, you know, Branson was at least able to get out of his chair and flop around a little bit. But, you know, the whole Bezos ones, they were locked in their chair. And when that thing landed on the ground, I watched it. They had the camera on him, and he was right in that window. And he didn't move for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, he's dead in that freaking chair.
Right.
He's dead. I'm looking at a dead guy. And then finally he moved, and I was like, all right. But literally, he, you know, you can sit still, but you move your arm or you move your head or something moves.
Well, he's an alien. Maybe he didn't take to the pressurization as well, right, as the humans. Maybe he was set for human.
Yeah, like he was a fainting goat or something, and he had to wake back up. And, yeah.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Branson, because the Simpsons already put Branson in space in 2014.
Well, yeah, because in 2010, Branson said he was going to do it, so they weren't coming up with any revelation of any sort.
I don't know.
They
had
going to happen.
They had Trump riding down the elevator, right?
Well,
the escalator.
And where was that escalator?
Trump Tower, maybe. I don't know.
Correct. So, how many times has Trump come down that escalator in Trump Tower?
I don't know.
1,000. So, you know, they didn't invent lightning there with that one. Lightning kind of just struck, and fishing with dynamite, we'll call it.
The predicted scene, this is according to Yahoo.com, the predicted scene comes from one of the four appearances Branson has made in the animated sitcom. The particular scene comes from the 15th episode of season 25, titled The War of Art. In that episode, there's an auction to buy a painting that ends up being a forgery, When Lisa Simpson confronts the forger, Klaus Ziegler, he explains that he thinks the forgery is acceptable because it brings pleasure to people. During his speech, there are multiple shots of people admiring the art. This includes one where Branson is floating in space with the painting.
Interesting. I guess that's the painting there on
the I think it's a pretty good likeness of him. You know, you ever... And remember, we took those photos not long ago, you and I, and I still haven't seen my cartoon rendering, so I'm waiting anxiously for that.
You got to get the marketing staff on that real quick.
Yeah, I guess if I paid full retail for that, we'd have it already. But, you know, definitely below wholesale deal I got going there. But I think he looks pretty good there. I think he looks like he looks. I think he looks better than he looks. Now, don't you? Do you want your cartoon character to look worse than you do? No.
Yeah.
You want to make you look better, exactly. Right?
Right, because you know, you could do a little genetic engineering and do what you please with it, and take liberties where he actually looks like he's falling out of his own skin in real life. Here, he actually looks like he's tightened up a little bit.
Doing the tighten up, You know what? I did get a text here. Mike Stradamus is not far away at all, so he'll be making appearance here shortly. I better get his stuff queued up for him. I don't want to keep him waiting. Busy man.
Right.
Let me see if I can get my act together here enough for him.
Well, we know better than that.
All right, I got a picture of him up here. Let me cue his music, and let me go to the door and wait for him, because I don't want him to wait for me.
And make sure he stays away from the interns.
Yes, please. Michael, how are you?
Welcome, Maestro Damas. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest with us this evening, a famous safari guide, all-knowing, all-seeing, omniscient, and former electronics salesman from the Crazy Eddie at 4th and Lexington. I give you Maestro Damas.
Yes, yes, yes. May your farm have many cows without dung.
Thank you, sir. We've been waiting to hear your infinite wisdom. I have here in my hand your envelopes. They have been hermetically sealed in a mayonnaise jar since noon today at Cypress Gardens. No one knows the contents of these envelopes.
Especially because Cypress Gardens closed 25 years ago.
But you and your infinite wisdom, without ever seeing the contents, you and you alone know the answers inside these envelopes. Maestro Damas, I give you your first envelope.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. I will answer this question, then tear open the envelope and give you the question. The first answer is the Stanley Cup.
The first answer is Stanley Cup.
Not Stanley's Cup, the Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup.
Yes, yes, yes. Where has lightning struck twice in the last 10 months?
The Stanley Cup.
There you go. This referencing the Tampa Bay Lightning. And might I say, young Michael, may Tom Brady throw up in your cup.
Again, still?
Yes. Yes. We have another question, another answer.
Yes. Our second envelope, sir.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Let me see here. Ah. A farmer. A farmer.
A farmer.
Tear the envelope here. Open it up. Name someone outstanding in his field.
A farmer does stand out in his field. Or very is outstanding.
Nice. Very nice. And may someone shuck your neighbor's cornhole.
Oh, again? Meister Thomas, sir, I have your final envelope right here.
Ah, thank you. The final envelope. Thank you. Thank you. The final answer. George Washington. George Washington.
George Washington.
Tear this open. Hey, this would be good for that ASMR crap. Me tearing envelopes into the microphone. You know, making noises.
Okay.
The only president that didn't blame the previous administration for his troubles.
So true.
And young Michael,
Thank you, Meister Thomas.
With that, one more thing. May your orthodontist only give you wooden teeth.
And with that, I bid you a fair fadoo, whatever that slogan line
Thank
is.
You, Michael. Thank you, young Michael.
Have safe travels, Meister Thomas.
Is short. I mean, I can see why he's... Oh, shit. We're on. Okay. All right. Hey, I'm back. He's grabby. I guess when you have a certain amount of money and a certain amount of clout, you absolutely think that you could do whatever you want.
Exactly.
If I could fly a carpet, I would think that too.
Right?
Speaking of flying carpets, it's so hot in Dubai that the government is artificially creating rainstorms. Now, there's been people that have talked about the government creating the weather in the past. And right. You take that with a grain of salt, grain of sand, whatever you want to say here. It's like the global warming thing. That initiative was proven wrong when you follow the science. So now they change the name of it to climate change. It's no longer global warming, it's climate change. Well, there's nothing to see here. The governments can't create the weather. We don't create hurricanes or weather patterns to suit our needs anymore. Stop. They're telling you right now they're doing it. They're now doing it and telling you about it.
I thought they've always been able to create at least a rain pattern. You know, for some reason, I remember being little and my dad telling me, I don't know, but granted, my dad was a forklift driver and not a freaking meteorologist by any stretch of the imagination. But I always remember hearing that if you were able to dump dry ice into the clouds, it can create a rainstorm. Now, granted, I don't know, you know, you think about the scale now. You know, as a child, you think, oh, you know, well, Dad says if you dump dry ice into clouds, you can get rain. But it would have to be, like, at a huge scale in order to be able to do that. You know, you just don't have bucket loads and dump truck loads of dry ice you can dump into the clouds, you know, 30,000 feet in the air.
Well, according to CBSNews.com, this looks like exactly like you're talking about, like cloud seeding. With temperatures in Dubai regularly surpassing 115 degrees Fahrenheit, the government has decided to take control of the scorching weather. Scientists in the United Arab Emirates are making it rain artificially using electrical charges from drones to manipulate the weather and force rainfall across the desert nation. Meteorological officials released video footage this week showing a downpour over Ras Al Khaimah, as well as several other regions. The new method of cloud seeding shows promise in helping to mitigate drought conditions worldwide without as many environmental concerns as previous involving salt flares.
It sounds like trouble to me. You know,
electronic charges from drones.
And, you know, obviously not being a meteorologist myself, you would think that there's only so much rain to go around. And, you know, like any action has a equal and opposite reaction. If you start taking rain from one place and making it rain somewhere else, you know, can you make more rain?
Prime example.
If you make rain here, are you taking it from someplace else?
Prime example, I'm at that Platinum Club and I'm making it rain and hundreds and fifties are flying. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, no, wrong.
Well, I just figured those dudes had money. They're out there with one of them guns that shoots the dollar bills out. You ever see that? The gun?
Looks I like have.
Price, yeah. Price marking thing?
Yes. Yes, price marking thing.
So no, here's my next question. Close. Does that mean the U.S. government is creating hurricanes to create situations in certain areas of the country? Think about it.
Don't we have enough going on with without having to deal with this?
I would think that if we really had this ability to really do it on a pinpoint accuracy, why wouldn't we do this where there's forest fires right now on the West Coast? Why wouldn't we just hey, let's drop some rain over there, put that shit out?
Right. You know, is it a technology thing also?
Now, here's the next thing. Maybe we have the technology to put that out, but maybe they don't want to.
Right. It's all smoke and mirrors. You know, look what's going on over here in California. Let's report on the fires and don't worry about what's going on in St. Louis.
Crazy. We're in the end times.
Right.
You know what? It reminds me.
What?
I got to add another Mike-ism. Didn't I promise that in our last show? We got to add a Mike-ism.
You did. This would be Mike-ism number 10.
Number 10 already?
Are we going to vote on this, or is it just a Mike-ism?
No. You get a vote on it, but let's recap the first 9 then. So number 1 is...
Really? All of them?
Yes!
We should highlight one Mike-ism a week.
We just go through them. It's going to take a minute. Maybe there's somebody that doesn't know what the hell we're talking about.
Well, go back and listen to the last show.
All right, Mike-ism number
Mike
1.
Says, fuck you. Listen to the last show. All right. Number 1, everything is fake.
Nice. Mike-ism number 2.
2, people are stupid.
Yes, they are. Mike-ism number 3.
Don't trust anyone.
Mike-ism number 4.
Don't tell anyone anything they don't need to know.
Correct. Mike-ism number 5.
Measure twice, cut once.
These are all making sense, right, folks? All right, here we go. Mike-ism number 6.
6. Guilty by association. Mm-hmm. 7. Never go against the family.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware of your surroundings is number 8.
Mm.
And number 9, added last show, there are no secrets.
Mm. Number 10. I'm glad this one's number 10 because, well... this one needs a predominant spot on the ranking. I thought about moving this one up a little bit. But number 10 is a good place. It's a nice whole number. Life isn't fair. Life is not fair. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about certain crap. You know, you could say this person has this and how lucky and all this. Life's not fair. No matter what you do and say, no matter how mad you get, no matter how red in the face, no matter how much you protest, no matter who you kill, who you hurt, whatever you say and do, you're not going to change certain things because life is not fair. Once you realize life is not fair, things will be a lot easier. The pressure will be off you.
Yeah, exactly. Now, when you said this, like one thing came right to mind. And I use this example a lot of times when I'm trying to like teach someone a life lesson.
Absolutely.
I used to work for Frito-Lay back in 1992, 3, 4, 5, around that area.
Were you the guy responsible for making sure they only put half the chips in the bag and the rest is air?
Yes, that's me. Okay. Yep. And make sure they're all crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That all has to do with all weights and measures, which is a part of the Department of Agriculture and how much air and slack there is in a bag, blah, blah, blah. I could give you a lesson on it if you really need one. But Frito-Lay, I would easily consider it the number one snack food, salty snack food company in America, part of Pepsi. If you go into a supermarket, 90% of the aisle for chips, salty snacks, will be Frito-Lay products. In New York, they have Wise potato chips. They have Utz.
Yeah.
There's a company called Utz.
Right.
Cape Cod, which used to be Eagle, which was part of Anheuser-Busch at one time.
Kettle chips.
Hers, Wise potato chips. And you'd find a variety. Bachmann pretzels, Snyder pretzels.
Charlie's. They used to come around in a delivery truck. Charles chips.
Yep.
And Charlie pretzels.
Chips. We had those in Jersey, the chips and the pretzels.
The Schwann's guy used to come by with that, the Schwann's truck.
I used to be a Schwann's guy.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I, dude, you name it, I've done it.
Yeah?
Twice.
No, I've sold meat out of a truck before, I know.
Yeah, Schwann's, the inventor of the half gallon of ice cream.
Crazy. I did not know that. I wonder if they're still truly selling half gallons, that company, because, you know, they're shrinking the pack size everywhere else.
Yeah. Well, God, the mint chocolate chip ice cream they have is excellent.
Yeah,
and it's SKU number 107 for the gallon, for the half gallon, and 207 for the full gallon.
We'll have to get them as a sponsor, and we'll send some to you, some to me, and we'll eat ice cream while we're doing this.
Union Buster Company, believe me.
Really?
I could tell you stories about that company. I worked for them for a few months while I was transitioning from one job to another.
Right.
Actually, when I got fired from Frito-Lay, I went to work for Schwann's.
Ah.
Yep. So Frito-Lay, and I go into a company, a supermarket called ShopRite. And this was just after, and a little backstory on supermarkets and your product being placed on the shelf.
That's basically paid for.
Exactly. Basically, what you can afford to pay for is how much room you have in a supermarket.
And what shelf you're on. And where that shelf is. Is it an end cap?
Exactly. Yep. And so Frito-Lay went ahead into ShopRite supermarkets and bought up the space that, like, the entire space that Wise potato chips or Hers potato chips had.
Wow.
And basically tossed them out of the store.
Wow.
By buying their space.
Wow.
And actually, no, this happened in the AMPs. AMP, Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, now out of business. The only thing left of that company is 8 o'clock coffee. But
sounds like the mafia. Right? We're going to sell our crap here. Nobody else's.
Totally. The company I work for, Pathmark, at one point was owned by the mafia.
Wow.
Hence why they're out of business.
Wow.
So I'm in ShopRite, and I hear the competitor, talking to somebody else and complaining about Frito-Lay bought their space and they're no longer having any product in that store, which affects your commission. Your Entenmann's guy and your Hostess Twinkie guy and your bread guy and your potato chip guy all work on a base plus commission.
Sure.
It was, for me, it was a base whatever and 6% commission. And now my commission went up because I was able to put more product in that store.
Absolutely.
His commission disappeared because he was no longer in that store. And he was bitching at me. I go, why are you complaining to me?
Right. Complaining to your boss.
You worked for that company, and you must you represent their beliefs and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So because I work for Frito-Lay, I represent the company, and it's my fault that you're no longer in that store? And he's like, yes. I go, well, first of all, you are where you are in life because you want to be there. The decisions you've made in the past, hence working for this company, have put you exactly where you are today.
So hold on a second. There's two guys that are working their jobs, delivering product in a grocery store, having this exchange in the grocery aisle, in the store, live. They're open for business. People are walking by, and these two guys are arguing like this. This is great.
me and one other guy. And all the other potato chip guys are in the aisle, too.
Oh, and all the guys. This is like that Anchorman thing when all the news teams show up to rumble with each other. This is the same thing. All the other chip guys are watching these two chip guys fight it out. This is great. Yeah.
And I remember specifically now that the wise guy was there. Wise potato chip guy, not wise guy. And it was me and the HERS potato chip guy going at it. And I told him, I go, you know, you are where you are in life because you want to be there. The decisions you've made in the past, hence working for HERS potato chips, have put you where you are today. And the decisions you make today are going to determine where you go tomorrow. Don't blame me for your bad decisions.
What did he say?
He said nothing.
He didn't know what to say. His jaw dropped, probably.
He had no idea what to say. But the other guys, the Schneider pretzel guy and the Wise chip guy and everybody else that was in the aisle just stared and looked at him and started laughing.
Nice.
So, yeah. You are where you are in life is you are where you are in life because you want to be there. Life isn't fair. The decisions you've made yesterday put you where you are today. The decisions you make today will determine where you go in the future. Fuck you.
There you go, folks. You heard it. You should, yeah. Folks, if you're listening to this, you need to rewind that little section there, and you need to record it yourself. Keep that in your ear all the time,
And listen to it on headphones when you go to sleep at night.
I do that. I got, and you know, next episode I'm going to bring in the headband. I'm going to even call that company and see if they want to sponsor us, because I wear that thing every night, and I'll listen to. The stuff, I'll listen to another podcast or something before I go to bed to kind of unwind a little bit. And then I'll listen to something with some music, something relaxing, something to help me go to sleep. There's certain tones or megahertz or certain things you can listen to put you. No, I'm not one of them ASMR people with the fingernails on the microphone and eating pickles in the microphone and shit. I don't need that. Hey, real quick, I have a couple things to shoot out real quick here before we get going here with our shout outs. There's a TV reporter. This is her. And I put it up on the video here. And the reason I got this TV reporter up here, there's a picture of how she normally looks, then there's a picture of her in this situation. This is according to NewYorkPost.com, so it must be true. TV reporter busted faking muddy rescue effort in flood-ravaged town. Okay. Mud on your face, big disgrace is how they start this article on NewYorkPost.com. A German broadcaster was busted for allegedly smearing mud on her face and acting as if she'd helped a town ravaged by recent floods. Her dirty laundry was aired on a Twitter video with over 350,000 views. In the incriminating clip, which was shot by Secret Bystander, the RTL reporter, Susanna Olin, can be seen with her back turned to the camera on a street in the flood-inundated town of Bad Münsterfell, wherever that is. Things got suspicious after the journalist proceeded to scoop mud off the ground and seemingly smear it on her face and clothes. Mud masquerade allegedly, I like that, allegedly occurred while the sneaky newswoman was covering the nationwide cleanup efforts following the devastating deluges that destroyed several towns and killed 205 people across Germany and Belgium, The Independent reported. This is crazy. This is that wag the dog shit. This is the fake news right here.
Right. Well, they do it all the time, you know, with hurricanes and whatnot. You know, they find the one piece of damage in a 5-square-mile area, and they report on, you know, the shingle that came off the roof. Look on the ground. It's a shingle. You know, who cares?
But, crazy stuff. Yeah, but I mean, to put yourself in the news story, I think that, what does that say about you? I mean, you're supposed to be a journalist. You're supposed to be bringing us the news without bias on either side. And yet you're injecting yourself into the story. Do you really think that says, what's that going to do for you? Show you're more empathetic? Show you're a caring? It's a good thing you were there with your news crew so you could rescue those people.
Yeah. And that's what it is. It's another look at me situation. You know, she might have scored a couple brownie points with the bosses. You know, look at the peril that she was put in. and you know you're a team player type of thing. But yeah, it's all bullshit.
I have one other quick story, and this isn't bullshit. Stupid. This guy here I put up on the video here, he's a landscaper in Florida. And this guy was doing his job. He was maintaining someone's property. And he saw someone go into a weird situation. This is according to FoxNews.com. Florida landscaper leaps into action to save man's life as homeowners berate him. Let him die somewhere else, the neighbors are shouting.
Was he at Disney?
Florida police are lauding a landscaper who leaped into action to save a man having a seizure. Despite homeowners in the area yelling at the hero to have the injured man die somewhere else. Get off our lawn, the homeowners yelled during the incident. Get the man out of here. Have him die somewhere else. The scene unfolded Monday in Palm Beach County when a landscaper only identified as Tony, and you can see his picture on our video on Twitch and on YouTube.
Tony bag of donuts.
He says, without thinking twice, Tony rushed to the man and even tried to use his bare hands to stop the guy's car from moving. So a guy's driving down the street. He has a seizure. This guy recognizes it and tries to help him out. Without thinking twice, Tony ran up to the rolling car on Dunes Road and grabbed the fender to try to stop it from rolling down the street further. Local deputies wrote in a Facebook post, it ran over Tony's foot, but thankfully he had steel-toe boots on. The car stopped on a homeowner's lawn, but the car's windows were up and the doors were locked. Tony reportedly began yelling for others to help him, prompting the homeowners to reportedly to come out of their house and yell at Tony. Tony screamed for help, asking and begging for someone to help. The owners of the house where the car stopped yelled at Tony, get off our lawn, get the man out of here, have him die somewhere else.
It might have been my mom's house. I think that's the reaction she would have. You know, my mom being from Jersey and all.
The man was saved after authorities arrived. The grateful man and his wife went on and found Tony and gave him a hug after the incident. Get off my lawn! Go die somewhere else. I thought you for imagine? Sure this was in New Jersey.
Fuck. Palm Beach. Yeah, that's screwed up, man. That's really messed up. You know, I've had situations, you know, like that where, you know, some people will run to a fire, some people will run away from a fire.
Exactly.
You know?
When I was younger, I was always running to the fire. Now that I'm a little bit older, I'm like, all right, let me make sure my family's okay. Let's just focus on this, my little area here. I mean, yeah, it's selfish, but I got responsibilities, man.
I haven't come across a situation like that in quite a while. And it's happened. You've heard stories again and again of me and my life, and you know, it's almost comical to a degree how many times I've been involved in something like that where I'm running to the fire instead of away from the fire to the point where you would think I'm full of crap.
No,
but
we'll tell more stories about this in future episodes here.
Oh yeah, of course.
We got about 50 seconds left. I want to give a quick shout out to my man Gino Losi. You want to go fishing, hook up with Gino Losi. Go check out the Melon Patch Theater in Leesburg. My friend Dustin Levine doing a great job there. Mike, you got anybody you want to shout out to?
Just my son. I know we talked about it in the past, but he has been accepted to the Colorado Springs, Colorado Police Academy. He will be becoming a police officer in Colorado. Congratulations.
All right, we got to wrap it up. We got to get out of here. We'll see you next time, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Yep. Have a coconut smile.